Okay. So we are going to continue in the sixth parak in the first Mishnah. And we're talking about everything that is the what happens to someone who is loymed Torah lishma, someone who learns Torah lishma for the right reasons. He doesn't, you know, think about his own benefit. He thinks about the Torah itself. So one of the things that we're up to, all the different ways that it affects the person. The one is, he says, "V'nanin mimenu etza v'sushia," that a person can gain from, people can gain from him, etza, advice, v'sushia, deep advice, bina ugvura, and a deep bina, a deep level of understanding. Shenemar li etza v'sushia, ani bina li gvura. Okay, so now the Mishnah is saying here that somebody who learns Torah Lishma gets the level of Eitzah V'Sushia, he's able to give advice, deep advice, Bina, he has understanding, and Gvura. So what does that mean, really, essentially? So the Rabbeinu Chaim Volozhiner explains that Eitza means that he'll understand what to do in a certain situation. So you can ask him advice, and he'll understand, you know, Eitza, what's in front of you. So she has a little deeper level of a person's actions. What do they mean? Bina goes even deeper. Bina is lavin davar mitoch davar. Bina is when a person not just understands the actions in front, but the person understands what's going to come out of the actions that you do. And sometimes you need a very wise man that can understand what actions, you know, not just what do you do, you know, but what these actions will lead to. What type of consequences will these actions lead to? One time there was a machlekes between the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav. That, you know, and the Chazon Ish said, no, you shouldn't do this. And the Brisker Rav, the Chazon Ish said, you could do this. And the Brisker Rav said, no. And basically, the Chazon Ish explained, he said that, you know, the Brisker Rav says, I could see a few years in advance. When a decision comes up, I could see a few years in advance. But the Brisker Rav, he sees from one decision what's going to come out in 100 years from now. The Brisker Rav can see from every decision you do now what's going to be in 100 years from now. So if he says no, you should listen to him. But the idea is that that's the eights of V'Sushia. Bina is even deeper. Gvura is when a person has a doubt what to do, and they know the right thing to do, but they can't bring themselves to it. They can't bring themselves to it. Because, you know, they can't bring themselves to it, and they can't bring themselves to to overcome it. So the gvura helps them actually overcome it itself. So you know, those are the levels. The levels is when a person doesn't know what to do, they have eight, so they can figure out what to do. They can have sushia, which is a deeper level of understanding. Then they can have bina, which helps them understand even the ramifications of it in years later. And the gvura is the strength to implement the ideas that they have. So those are the levels that you have over there. Those are the levels that you reach when you learn Torah Lishma. Okay? Now, we already said in the previous Mishnayos, in Pirkei Avos, so what's the highest level of Gevura? What's the highest level of strength? The highest level of Gevura is the Gevura, is the strength, the inner strength that it takes for a person to overcome their Yetzer Hara. For a person to overcome their evil inclination and do what's right, that's the highest level of Gevura. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains here that the Torah itself, learning Torah, and being connected to it allows a person to reach a higher level of gevura that he'll be able to conquer his yetzer hara. Okay. Now, he says an amazing thing now. He says the following. the pasuk that the Mishnah brings to prove this point. The Mishnah says Shenemar, which means we're going to prove the point from a pasuk. It says Li Eitzav Visushia, Ani Bina, Li Gvura. So who's talking in this pasuk? It says Li Eitzav Visushia. I have Eitzav. I have advice. Ani Bina. I have Bina. Who's I? Who's talking in the pasuk? The Torah is talking. So how do you see from there that someone that learns Torah gets these levels? Maybe the Torah itself has it, but how do you see that the Talmud Chacham, that it's someone who learns Torah, gets these levels? So Chaim Volozhin says, you see from here, he says, "Afal pi shezehu maimer haTorah im kozem muchach shegam ba'oiskeh hakein." It must mean because whoever learns the Torah nikshar ba v'nislabish b'midoiseh, because whoever learns Torah is so connected with the Torah that anything that the Torah has to offer, he gets it automatically. In other words, when you learn a certain chachma, let's say you learn mathematics. So there's a book, you learn mathematics, and now you're aware of the mathematics that you studied in the book. But by Torah, it's not like that. If a person learns Torah, the Torah goes inside of the person, it becomes one with them. Because really, a person's neshama is spiritual. And the Torah feeds that neshama, right? So your neshama becomes connected with what you're studying. So it's not just an intellectual pursuit of Torah, but it's a connection with the Torah. That's really what happens when you learn. So therefore, he says, if the Torah says, I provide Eitzah, what that means is that the person that learns it will also be able to provide Eitzah because they become one with the Torah itself. That's what he says, which is a very, very, very strong statement. The Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner's other book called Nefesh HaChaim, there he writes that not only when you do you become one with the Torah when you study it, but you become one with Hashem himself. Because Hashem himself is one with the Torah. And the more you bring it in, the more you become one with the Torah itself. Okay. The next thing it says in the pasuk is in the Mishnah Vinosenes lo malchus u'memshala, you become like a melech u'megalin lo razi Torah. You become the secrets of Torah become revealed to you. So Chaim Volozhiner says it become revealed to you because really the secrets of Torah are right there. Just we are a little bit blinded. So all you really need to do is open your eyes and you get it. But you have to be willing to open your eyes. That's all. It's not that hard to get, but it's really there. But you have to open your eyes. That's what it says. The lashon of the Mishnah is Migalin lo. We reveal to him. We open up to them the raze, the secrets of the Torah. That's the pasuk says. Is Gal einai ve'abita. Open my eyes so I can see the niflaot mitaratecha. So it just requires Hashem to open your eyes up. So it's really there. It's there for the taking. You just have to open your eyes and get it. The best way to open your eyes is just engage in the learning itself. Once you're learning, that's already opening your eyes to it, and then that itself will lead you to understand it and to see more and more inside the Torah. Then the Mishnah says, "V'nasa kemayon amizgaber." It becomes like a very powerful mayon. A mayon is a spring. And what's a mayon hamizgaber? What's a strong, powerful spring? What's a strong, powerful spring? The strong, powerful spring is that even if there's mud and even if there's dirt in the middle, the spring will pound over eventually, like the Grand Canyon, right? Water, if it's a powerful spring, can create inroads in even stone or whatever's in its way. So when the Mishnah says you become like a ma'ayan ha-mizgaber, the person who learns becomes like a powerful spring. Ma'ayan is a spring, mitgaber, that becomes stronger and stronger. What does that mean? What does that mean that you become a powerful spring? So he says this is what it means. It means that you can that the Torah allows you to carve out in the hardest stone. It will have the imprint of the Torah. What's the hard stone? The hard stone is us. We're that hard stone. We're that stone that we have our ideas. We have our concepts. We have what we're used to. But the more you put the Torah in, the Torah now carves its imprint inside the person. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says you become like a ma'ayan ha-mizgaber. You become strong like a very powerful stream. You know, so if you read it simply, just, well, I don't know what it means exactly. You know, it's just powerful. But he's saying a very nice pshat. Say, no, you'll have that characteristic that the stream can now plow its way through the stone. And the stone is the midos and the character of the person and leave its imprint on the person. So that's what the Mishnah does, says that Torah does. And the last thing it says is, umigadaltoi. The Torah makes him gadol, umiroimamtoi. It makes him greater and more elevated, al kol amasim, from anything else created in the world. So what does that mean? So he says a very important thing. He says that he brings a Gemara. And the Gemara says, basically the idea is that a person that learns not Lishma, a person that learns Torah, but they have ulterior motives, so really they're still in the world of Teva. They're still really in the natural order, in the natural world. They're in the natural world. How are they in the natural world? Because they still care about the kavod, about the money, about all these things, right? So if they're in the natural world, I mean, the natural world will control them. Right? If you care about the natural world, your Hashem says, okay, look, that's how you live your life. You care, you know, so then that's how I treat you. But a person learns Torah just for the sake of Torah, then they're uplifting themselves from the natural world. A person uplifts themselves from the natural world, Hashem also lifts them up from the natural world. And now they live in a different plane. Hashem takes care of them on a different level. That was like, for you know, even in this generation, we had people like that. I remember I used to learn B'chavrusa with Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir. I learned with him on Friday nights. We used to learn B'chavrusa. Me and another Bachar in the Yeshiva would go to his house, Reb Nosson Tzvi. So it was Friday night in the summer months, after the meal. So it was very late. It was already 11:30 at night. And he was very weak, you know. I don't know if you all know what he went through in his life. Very weak. He had Parkinson's and he didn't take medication for it because he didn't want to forget his learning and he was very weak. And sometimes he would, even after his meal, he would go to the couch and lie down and we would sit on chairs and talk to him. And sometimes he would have to keep himself awake. What would he do to keep himself awake? He would eat a pistachio nut. Now, pistachio nut, you have to open it, right? The problem is he wasn't paying attention to the nut to open it. And his hands shook a lot, you know, because he had Parkinson's. So it took him about 5 or 7 minutes to open one nut. Right? But he lived in a totally different level than nature. He wasn't bound by nature. According to nature, he wouldn't have been alive at all. He wasn't bound by nature. And therefore, he was able to accomplish things not in nature. When a person lives on that level, that's how Hashem treats them back. Person says, well, I'm not going to be bound by it, then, right? But if so obviously these are all very high levels. I'm not talking like this is, but it's good to know that these levels are out there, that there are people that are doing this, and that there's a real system to it. But that's how he explains it. If you learn Torah Lishma, you become higher than Kol Amasim, than all the other creations, because the other creations are not like that. The other creations cannot lift themselves over their nature. So if I had to, we just finished the first Mishnah. This is the sixth shir on this Mishnah. So if I had to sum up, what is the principle that Rav Chaim Volozhiner wants us to learn from this Mishnah? You read the Mishnah 10 times, I don't think we would get to what Rav Chaim Volozhiner taught us from the Mishnah. But now that we saw it, and just to sum up, if I have to sum up, what is it that Rav Chaim Volozhiner wants us to learn from the Mishnah is one thing, I think, is that learning Torah, the point of it is that it's meant to change people. It's not just an intellectual pursuit of knowledge. The learning of Torah is meant to change people, to change how you look at things, to change how you feel about things, to change your attitude towards things, to change your attitude towards spirituality, towards ruchnius, to your relationship with Hashem, and your relationship with people. It's supposed to change the way you look at life, the way you prioritize things. That's what Torah Lishma is. So a person shouldn't just remain, you know, the more person's involved in Torah study, they'll see change in their life, you know. So I think that's ultimately the goal of this Mishnah, according to Reb Chaim Volozhiner. By the way, we made at this year's dinner in the Kollel, we made a video about this. Very good. About the idea of how Torah changes people's lives. And it really does. That's what the idea is. So anyway, that's the point of this Mishnah, I think. And we will hopefully we'll continue that theme in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, Bezrat Hashem. We will learn tomorrow night in Mitzvah Hashem. This meeting ID will be the meeting ID for, you know, the weeks moving forward, okay? So, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, Shkarach, everybody. Good to see you all.
Thank you.
I missed the Sunday night Chabura in the Kollel, so we'll get to see you here.